As state lawmakers sift through nearly 400 bills introduced this session, two have been moving quickly but quietly through the chambers. One of them deals with who pays for rape kits, the evidence gathered in sexual assault cases, and the other has to do with when and what assets law enforcement can seize, even if no one has committed a crime. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright these two bills are a good example of Republicans and Democrats working together.
We're at the end of the seventh week. We have maybe four or five more weeks, probably five to go. Roughly 400 bills have been introduced. About 70% of those bills came out of the House rather than the Senate at this point. We've got lots of bills on the second and third reading calendar. We talked a little about that last week. So what we've got going on now is a lot of floor action. So the action in the legislature is starting to shift a bit, still going on in committees, but moving more and more to the floor.
We have a couple of very interesting bills that have been making some movement this week. Tell us about those. One of them is about rape kits. These are the kits that are taken after someone comes in and says they were raped. And this is the physical evidence that is taken and put together into a kit. And right now, the way the law works, the victim's insurance company is the first one billed when it comes time to pay for the rape kit. And now they're trying to change that with this new bill. Tell me about that.
So here's a couple of bills that aren't really, you know, huge bills. They don't get a lot of play. They get a little bit of media attention, but not a lot. And largely because here's some cases of bills that are not particularly controversial. The bill that you're referring to is a bill that was authored by Melissa Wintrow. It's House Bill 429. And as you said, this is a bill that ensures that victims of rape are not billed for this rape kit, or their insurance company isn't. The thing that's interesting about this bill is, first of all, Melissa Wintrow is a Democrat, and this bill passed in the House 67-1. So it can happen sometimes that a Democrat can be successful. This is a case in which she was pretty dogged about this. This is a bill that was up last year. She's got it through the House at this point, almost unanimously. It's almost certainly going to get to the Senate and pass as well.
And this other bill that's sort of flown under the radar a little bit, this says that it would forbid police officers from seizing cash or property simply because it was in close proximity to an illegal substance. And it would also put a ban on seizing cars, vehicles, unless they are in connection with trafficking offenses. This bill has been shooting through the legislature as well pretty fast.
This is House Bill 447 being co-sponsored by Ilana Rubel, a Democrat, and Stephen Harris, a Republican. And this is a bill that passed in the House unanimously. So it's not that all bills are conflictual. It's not that all bills are just driven by one party. A lot of bills are passed pretty easily. We like to say some bills fly, some bills die, some bills crawl. And we tend to talk about the bills that crawl in here. But here's a couple of cases of bills that really flew through the process with overwhelming bipartisan support.
And they were both brought by women.
The civil forfeiture bill is actually co-sponsored with a man and a woman, a Republican and a Democrat. That bill actually passed both chambers last year and was vetoed by the governor. It appears this year that it's going to pass. Presumably the governor will sign it this year. It's a great example of the fact that sometimes it takes a couple of years for a piece of legislation to kind of mature or to ripen or to get enough people on board, including the governor, in order to pass it. The other bill, the one that Melissa Wintrow sponsored, is a great example of why it's important sometimes to have a diversity in the legislature. I don't think this is a bill, frankly, that a lot of men would have come up with because they weren't aware of it. You know, here's a case in which she saw a problem, and again, she was dogged about that. This is a bill that she had up last year and didn't get all the way through the process, but it looks like it's going to fly this year.
An interesting set of bills that you know, just a couple weeks ago we hadn't really heard of.
Exactly. Sometimes legislatures do things that are a little under the radar and don't get a lot of publicity, but they can be bipartisan, they can work together, they can be virtually unanimous in some cases.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown, and you can find it every Friday in iTunes, the NPR One app, or at boisestatepublicradio.org.